You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's trending? Nuggets and Avalanche both play tonight. Avs are on the road in Vancouver. Nuggets trying for their 16th home win in a row. I think they'll get it. They're playing Indiana. They can beat Indiana. They can beat Indiana.
They
with
seem
one
pretty
hand
good
tied
this year. They seem pretty darn good.
The Nuggets or Indiana?
The Nuggets, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Today is National Disc Jockey Day. I got nothing else. I'll just leave it at that.
I'm going to take myself to lunch.
I used to be a disc jockey, but I'm not anymore. You and I are not disc jockeys.
Nah, we're on-air entertainers.
Like people say, oh, this is my friend Dom. He's a DJ. I'm like, I'm not.
Oh.
Not what I do anymore. What else is going on? Alec Baldwin is actually going to be charged now with that accidental shooting of the cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. They're charging him with involuntary manslaughter. Do you know if it goes the way the district attorney wants, Alec Baldwin would go to prison for 5 years?
Man.
It's a mandatory 5-year prison sentence.
Man.
Wow.
How many lawyers does he have working for him right now?
Oh,
making sure this does not happen.
You are so right.
A lot.
He's lawyered up.
A lot.
Speaking of movies, though, like Alec Baldwin, new movie's opening today. Jeremy, tell me if you're going to go see any of these. I'll give you the little synopsis. You tell me if you're going to go buy a ticket.
All right.
New movie opening called Missing. A teenager searches for her mom, who went missing while on vacation in Colombia with a new boyfriend. But as she digs deeper and uses technology to try to track her mom down, she realizes she never really knew mom at all.
Yes, I'm in.
You going to go see that one?
Yep.
All right. You kind of have the hots for Hugh Jackman. He's got a new movie out called The Son.
Ooh.
Here's the synopsis. Hugh Jackman tries to be the father to his teenage son that his own dad couldn't be. But in trying to correct the mistakes of his past, he loses sight of the present.
Does he have, like, blades that come out of his hands in this movie?
I put those away from this movie.
Then I'm out.
His dad, Hugh Jackman's dad, so Grandpa, is played by Anthony Hopkins. If you want to go see that, it doesn't sound interesting at all. Then there's an R-rated movie out called Alone at Night. You want to hear about this one?
Yeah.
While going through a breakup, a woman who goes to a friend's remote cabin continues to model for an adults-only live streaming website. But then the power goes out, and she's terrorized by a masked killer.
Nope.
I gotta write a screenplay, buddy. I just have to. I have to. Word is out now. If you're a NASCAR fan, you like your NASCAR? They have now passed a new rule that drivers of NASCAR must wear flame-resistant underpants.
Good. It's about time.
Flame-resistant undies, they say.
I'd wear two pairs.
And then test it.
Funny burns down there.
And there's a funny video that's out. Did you post anything about this old video with Kurt Cobain? Did you post that on our Facebook page?
Mm-mm.
I'm wondering if I should do that because it's kind of interesting. I was writing about it for the Mindbender Club mailer that's going out today. Somebody dug up a video from 30 years ago. So it's 1993. It's an interview with Nirvana. And what makes it funny is they relay to Kurt Cobain and the other band members what Madonna is charging for concert tickets. And the look on Kurt Cobain's face is like he's completely stunned that somebody would charge this much for a concert ticket. And you know what they were charging? $50. He was like, what? At the time, Nirvana was charging $17 to one of their shows. But he was like, who's charging $50?
Madonna.
These days,
Madonna.
Concert tickets are going in the thousands.
Yeah.
Which is why you want to qualify for the Mix 100 Ticket Treasure Chest.
Nice plug. Solid plug there.
You like that? That's how I pivot, buddy. Like a pro. Like a boss.
Dang.
What else is trending?
Let's kill this music. I want to throw on a little Breaking Bad. Because that show dealt with the meth. The Do Some Meth and Close a Library tour enters round three locally. A third Colorado library has closed after they found the meth. City of Little Fun has closed the Bemis Public Library yesterday. Check that. It was on Wednesday. Word is just now coming out. They tested several areas of the library, and they found the meth in the women's room, the men's room, and the lower-level family bathroom, which is terrifying. It's all in the exhaust system there. So they got to shut down the library, and they're going to clean the hell out of it. And why, oh, why does this keep happening, Dom? Why?
You know who they ought to call?
Who?
Ductworks.
Solid.
How's that?
Yeah. So anyway, it's round three now.
If it's been Boulder and then Inglewood and now Vanillaton.
Yep.
Can't we just assume that every bathroom in the Denver metro area has
They're going to be finding this everywhere. I guess people are looking for a nice quiet area to do meth, and they're running into the old biblioteca and, you know, having at it, I guess. So it's horrible. It's horrible news, and it's happening in my own little fun where nothing goes on, you know?
You know, they're gonna end up putting in those keypad things. You got to enter a code to get into the bathroom. Have you seen restaurants doing that
now? I've seen that, yeah. Uh-huh. They'll keep an eye on who's going in and out.
I don't want to say which place, but there's a restaurant right next to the radio station that I'll run in and grab an iced tea, and they have put a keypad on the bathroom door.
Oh, man.
So that you got to go to the counter and prove that you're a customer.
Jeez. It's horrible if you really got to go.
You really got to go. You're like, ah! Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep. Tomorrow's National Use Your Gift Card Day. It's a made-up holiday. It's been around for a few years now. Just basically a reminder to use the gift cards that you have received over the holidays instead of tossing them in a drawer and forgetting about them until the day you die. So that is tomorrow. So just a heads up, Applebee's and Gunther Tootie's going to be hopping this weekend. Woo! The story here says the average person is sitting on about $175 worth of gift cards. That seems about right. I got a bunch of Amazon ones over the holiday, and I think that is about how much I have an Amazon gift card. So yeah.
Send me one of them. I need them.
You got it. I will. Absolutely. So spend your gift cards tomorrow. Speaking of money, Beyonce is set to make $24 million for one show that is 1 hour long. It's at a resort in Dubai this weekend. Invite only. Not even selling tickets for this. It's for a bunch of muckety mucks. And they're going to Venmo her $24 million for a one-hour performance. Can you stand it? Can you believe it? That is insane.
You know,
but
I've heard about
good
these
for her.
Super wealthy guys over in the Middle East, you know, these oil barons and everything.
Yeah.
They bring in pop stars frequently. And and then a lot of times it doesn't make the news, but you'll hear like, oh, Elton John was brought in for like a sheik's daughter's birthday party or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pay Elton John $12 million for one quick set.
A lot of money out there. And, you know, if you're a performer, this is what you want to latch on to. I mean, that's
who would you bring in for Lila for her birthday party?
Tay Tay. She's big
the
on
nacho
the
Nacho Man.
The Tay Tay. No, not the Nacho Man. The Nacho Man.
Trying to think of what you could afford.
That's a blast from New Year's Eve past, huh?
Yeah.
Every year we'd have the mix party with the
Nacho
Man.
Because you're not going to bring in Taylor Swift. You can't
afford right.
that, but you got to get
you're
a local
right.
band.
I thought
like
this was just
man.
If you had the money, who would you bring
no.
in? Like Super Diamond or something.
In? You're not a sheik. You're not bringing in Taylor
Then
Swift.
I'm bringing in Funk If I Know. They're a local band.
And
they're,
that's a good
Funk If I Know is really good. We
good
see them at Q's occasionally, that bar.
Jason Vigil, bring him in.
Jason's great, too. Or
Angie Stevens.
Oh, who were the two guys that we always brought in? The one always was wearing the silly hat.
Chris, the trampolines.
The trampolines. Yes, it's funny. You knew exactly who I was talking about.
Yeah.
Chris and Mark.
Yeah, Mark
Sundermeyer.
Always wears a funny hat.
Yes, those two guys are rad. I love those guys. So anyway, I'd bring them in. Oh, look at us name dropping a bunch of names that nobody knows. Okay,
well,
so
local bands. They're local bands. We support local music on this show.
Yeah, the trampolines are great. Speaking of music, let me play you this
thing. Just played that Christmas song by Savage Henry a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
That's a local band.
Broke up years ago, but yeah.
May they rest.
May they rest. The Black Eyed Peas are heading to court. There is a toy line called Poopsie Slime Surprise. It's a bunch of unicorns, I guess. Poopsie Slime Surprise. And they do a series of ads with animated unicorns singing and dancing to a song called My Poops. Now, if you recall, Black Eyed Peas had a song called My Humps, and they sound awfully familiar. What you gonna do with all that poop?
It's
the same song, you guys. Same exact song.
And is get them, Black Eyed Peas.
Is it weird that I like that poopy song? That poopy, my poops. I really like that version of it, actually.
What,
I'm not going to play it again.
What would you say the name of the toy or whatever it is? Because it sounds like the name of your jammies. The Poop Slime Surprise.
Poopsie Slime Surprise. All right, you talked me into it. What you gonna do with all that poop? All that poop? Yeah, woo, woo, woo. It's a potty training song. I guarantee you, your kids will be potty trained when they hear that. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Please follow along. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Posted a link to this poor little raccoon. Railroad workers in Georgia saved a raccoon that somehow got its crotch frozen to a train track. They think that he was just kind of hovering there too long, or he went tinkle or something, and he froze to the train tracks. They had to put water on him to free him, and it sounds silly, but it really is the feel-good story of the day, honestly. Mostly for that raccoon.
Yeah, it's like, oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Can you imagine if a train was coming?
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
And you're frozen by your crotch to the tracks?
What do you do? What do you do?
I mean, I know about the guy in Utah who sawed his arm off to get out from the rocks. I mean, do you saw that off to get away from the tracks?
Do you just close your eyes and take the hit? It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.